to Cat Crazy. I'm Tracy Hotchner, and I am crazy about cats and the people who care for them. I'm here every week with answers to your questions about living with your kitty. My number is 888-429-5471. I want to thank my sponsors. I've invited these companies to be here because I believe in them and use them myself. I hope you'll show your appreciation for their support by becoming a customer yourself. And Whole Life Pet will send you a free sample box of freeze-dried protein treats for cats and dogs if you send me your mailing address to radiopetlady@gmail.com. You can also send me any questions to radiopetlady@gmail.com. There's a whole week's worth of wonderful live pet shows I co-host on our own Radio Pet Lady Network. Stay tuned for Dr. Donna on The Expert Vet right after this show. Cat Crazy is a production of Eight Paws LLC, which is solely responsible for its content. My number again is 888-429-5471. That's 888-429-5471. I'd love to hear from you. Welcome to Cat Crazy. It is so great to have you all out there listening. Dr. Elizabeth Hodgkins, the official vet of the show, is supposed to be joining me. Few technical challenges on her end, but I know she will be here. One of the things that I wanted to talk to you about, last week somebody had called in about the kitty that had the urinary tract problems and had blood in the urine and straining to pee. I hope you're listening tonight because I did tell you to buy Dr. Elizabeth's book, Your Cat, Simple New Secrets to a Longer, Stronger Life. And there is a very short and to the point and absolutely clears up all of anybody's questions about urinary tract problems in cats. And the title of the chapter is Feline Bladder Problems, Never Again. And you really don't have to have those problems ever again. And one of the things that cat owner had talked about was her concern that the vet wanted to sell her urinary tract dry food. And she did understand that dry food is not good for cats, but she was worried and thought that would solve the problem. And there's a couple of case histories, if you will, stories about individual cats in each of Dr. Elizabeth's chapters in Your Cat. And she speaks directly about a cat who had the exact same history as that kitty that the listener called in about, and the dry food was part of the problem, which is what I had told her. Doug, do we have Dr. Elizabeth, or is she still struggling with her equipment? I guess she's not here yet. So we'll just, wait on her. So I'm just going to give you, of course, call if you have any questions or anything you want to chat about, 888-429-5471. We're here to answer your questions. Okay, Elizabeth is here. Elizabeth, you are so challenged, my darling, but it's wonderful to have you here. Hello, hello. Not yet, says Doug. Okay, he's working on it. So here's this this kitty, Roger. And it was a cat that had normal blood work. He'd been prescribed a special acidifying diet for treatment of UTI, urinary tract infection. And he would develop blood in his urine and strain to urinate, and fluid therapy and antibiotics, which were given him, resolved it, but not for long. So when I get back with her, I want her to talk about why that was such a shame that this is what the vet was prescribing, because it kept that kitty's problem going for so much longer. I am eager to welcome one of the special friends of Cat Crazy, a wonderful author of a series of books for school-age kids, but people any age can enjoy it. Gretchen of Valley Cats, welcome to Cat Crazy.
Thank you so much, Tracy. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. Your books are just wonderful. Tell a little about how you were inspired.
Well, my books are called the Valley Cat series of children's books, and they were inspired by my cat pals who live in my very rural neighborhood. They were inspired by a young lady who I used to take care of when she was 5 years old, and I started making up stories about things she and I did. And I just replaced it with these cat characters, Boone and River, who are cat adventurers.
And how many kids do you have that that write into you, that read the books? I mean, do children of school age really use social media to connect with an author in a way that they never could before?
They do. It's amazing. I mean, kids in kindergarten are learning how to keyboard now instead of print, and they're all.
Really?
If you need help with any kind of computer problem, ask a kid. They can certainly help you.
Yeah, that's what I need.
I actually need a
virtual assistant.
They're hardcover chapter books, beautifully illustrated, and I wanted to create books that were like the old Disney books when I was a kid. So these are very sturdy, kid-friendly chapter books, and the kids have just really loved them. But kids of all ages, they're not just for cat lovers, but since the main characters are cats, house cats, cat lovers really have responded very, very nicely to them. I'm working on the third book in the series right now, and I have kids literally knocking at my door wanting to know when the third book's going to be done.
What a great feeling, though, Gretchen. What an inspiration to an author, you know, to know that you have this hungry, hungry readership and you'd never know otherwise. In the so-called olden days, before there was all these ways to connect constantly, endlessly, relentlessly with each other, there was no way to know that anybody was reading your book. Maybe a few libraries bought it. Now, you know, there's all these kids that are loving it. One of the things that you said when I invited you to become a special friend of the show, because I really, if you kids are listening, it's still kid-friendly hour to be awake. And if you guys are listening, I think it's wonderful that you love cats and that you're able to read the Valley Cat series. And it really does put you inside the head and the mind of a kitty. But one of the things that you said, Gretchen, that really warmed my heart was that you're hoping to reach the next generation and teach them how bad kitty crack is, and that all these kids that have cats, they should try to convince and explain to their parents why they shouldn't feed them dry food.
Well, we've got to educate the kids, not only, you know, how to feed our cats, but how to care for them and the special attention that they do need. And I work that into my books. I also have history and geography and facts about nature, so kids are actually learning while they're enjoying the antics of the Valley Cat. But I've had lots of nice reaction from cat people as to how I have captured the behaviors of cats, how they play, how they think, how they hunt,
exactly
what they might
inside
be thinking,
the mind
in certain situations. And that's just been from having had cats all my life and observing cats and being a cat lover.
And how many kitties do you have yourself?
Right now we are down to one cat. Who is actually, the cats in my books are real cats, and Buddy Boy Preston appears in the second book and throughout the series. But we're down to one cat who is very happy to be a solo cat, and one grandma golden retriever, 15 years old. So,
oh, nice.
We've had many
nice.
More
That's
pets
terrific.
In our lives, but we're just enjoying the two that we have right now.
Well, you know, I'm sure that that's keeping you plenty busy and giving you lots of inspiration. I'm sure there's lots of careful watching of them. I'm hoping that lots of your readers will learn to listen to the show. And if this isn't interrupting bath time or bedtime or homework time, that you'll let them know they can listen on podcast and they can download it and listen to it some other time. Okay?
Yes,
thanks
I've
for the call, Gretchen.
In
Thank
the
you for being
and connecting them to you and on my Facebook page and letting the kids know, and they're all very excited to
fabulous.
To
well,
be
you
able
can also tell them
if cat crazy fans.
That's so cool. I'm really looking forward to them to reaching out to me, whether it's by calling in or writing to me. But also, you can tell them on your page that if they write to me with their mailing address, that Whole Life Pet Treats will send them samples of their protein treats for their kitties and dogs. So that's free Christmas early in the mail.
Fabulous. Well, you'll be sending a lot out.
That's what I want. That's what they want to do, and that's what I want
to
do.
Although they're written in a kind of a remote part of the United States in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, I have sold books in 26 states and in 10 countries. So we're spreading
wow.
the Valley Cats around the world. They're in New Zealand, and they just got taken to Cuba, and they're over in Europe.
My goodness,
South America,
this is very exciting.
Central America.
Well, you know what? You deserve it, and it's great for all these cat lovers to find Valley Cats, and I hope that you'll take the time to call in other times and just let us know what's going on with the next book, when it's coming out, and especially to send us lots of your young listeners. We want to get them involved, okay?
Thanks so much, Gretchen. I really appreciate everything you do for cat and cat owners. Hopefully there'll be a kid or two who will call in this evening.
I'd love it. I'd absolutely love it. You have a great evening, and thank you for the call. Take care.
You are so welcome. Thank you.
Now, let's see if we have Dr. Elizabeth with us. Dr. Elizabeth, yes. Are you there? Holy cow. I tell you, if it's not one thing, it's another. You guys don't know this, but when I used to be on Sirius, it would be like Elizabeth's night. We'd have, like, it would be so hard to arrange, and then she'd be in the mountains of Colorado and fall on the cell thing or whatever. Ay, caramba. Well, it is great to have you here. I started to read a little bit from your chapter on feline bladder problems no more, because last week we had a call with someone whose kitty had blood in the urine and was put on one of those acidifying dry diets. And I told her, buy your book and just read the one story about the cat called Roger, because that would really just fill her in on that. I'd love to talk about it a little bit more, but I want to grab a couple of these calls before they get discouraged and hang up, which we don't want them to do. 888-429-5471. Melanie, welcome to Cat Crazy. Great to have you here. Hi there, Melanie. You're on the air.
Thank you. This is the first time I've ever listened to you, and I'm so excited.
Me too. I'm so glad you found it.
The dry cat food issue is probably the biggest issue for me. I have a 9-year-old female cat who is, let's just say, she's Rubenesque.
Elizabeth and I hear you, baby.
I call her, my nickname is Short Fat, because she's a small cat, but she's very round.
Yep.
And her biggest problem, though, right now is the horrible dry skin and dandruff. And a lot of, massive amounts of shedding, especially in just one area of her back. And I've kind of come to terms with the fact that it's probably the dried cat food.
Thank you, Melanie. Hooray. Elizabeth and I are like, we're going to have a glass of wine on that one. Oh, yeah.
I've got one here.
It's a very good bet if that's what's causing it.
Yeah. And, you know, it doesn't matter when you get. It doesn't matter when you get to this realization, but a Rubenesque cat, although Rubens himself might have loved to paint her in the nude, and if all her hair keeps falling out, she'll be nude soon, you realize that the health issues that are involved with those extra pounds are not just serious but life-threatening. So do you want us to help you get her off of kitty crack? Because Elizabeth and I work like a team. We'll double team her. What's her name? What's your kitty's name?
Lulu.
All right. If you will let us help you get her off kitty crack, I'm going to send you a coupon for...
Her nickname, seriously, is Short Fat.
Short Fat. Okay, Short Fat. Well, I don't think that's very nice.
For her.
Yeah, we're going to get her a new name.
God love her.
All right, what is the challenge to you giving the kitty crack to your local cat rescue or feral cat group and just switching her to canned food?
There are so many foods out there. I mean, you're like, when you start looking, you're overwhelmed by it. You're like,
well, that's why you're calling cat crazy.
This one says, I'm better than that. This one says, we have this. This one says, gluten-free. This one, you're just so overwhelmed that you don't know where to start.
Okay, so the first place you start is by embracing the concept that anything dry in a bag, it doesn't matter what it says on it, walks on water, doesn't matter, Buddha made it, we don't care, dry food, not good for the obligate carnivore. Elizabeth had a feline-only practice, cat practice, and raised champion ossicats for a long time. Any wet food is better than any dry food. On my website, if you go there, there's a downloadable, printable list of cat crazy approved foods. And there's some from the supermarket and some from the premium. But, Elizabeth, people I'm sure would say to you, but which brand? And what would you say?
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting. I have my favorites. I have my preferences. Oftentimes when you're switching a cat from dry to wet, and I can't overemphasize what Tracy just said, and that is that any canned, any wet food, any homemade food, anything is better than any dry. So you've already eliminated a vast majority of the products out there. You know that it's not going to be in a bag anymore. And so what you want to do is find something that your kitty likes. I can have my preference, but if your kitty doesn't like that, you're going to struggle with that. So what you want to do is you go to Tracy's website and look at the brands there. Try maybe a can of each one of those, bring it home, see what she likes. If she doesn't like any of those, and cats do get kind of funny when you're switching them because they're addicted to the dry foods. Have you ever tried?
My cat would eat a potato if you put it down.
Okay. Well, then you're in good shape. I mean, one of the sponsors will eat no potatoes. That's great. Then if she's not Fussy, our little Lulu, who we're only calling Lulu, that's only Elizabeth, and I will only refer to her little chubby self as Lulu. Then buy one of the brands made by one of the sponsors of this show, without whose support we might not be here, which is Waroova. Now, they make Cats in the Kitchen in a Pouch. They make Waroova, W-E-R-U-V-A, stands for Webster, Rudy, and Vanessa. They're adopted kitties in cans. And then they make another one called BFF, Best Feline Friend, which is less expensive. And they're all made in a human food facility. So you can know that every single ingredient in there is tip-top, top-notch quality. And she can just eat her way right through the whole line.
Yep.
Right.
Okay.
One more question. I have two cats. Here's the second cat question.
Okay, before your second question, Melanie, we need to go for a break. So Doug's going to hang on to your call, and Alicia and Robin, we know you're there.
Problem.
Let us just go to our break so we don't get too far behind. When we come back, cat question number two, and you better tell us a nicer name for this cat. We'll be right back. This show is supported by the Pheromone products Feelaway for Cats and Adaptil for Dogs. Pheromones are chemical communicators that replicate a natural signal of comfort in your pet's brain. Veterinary behaviorists often recommend Feelaway and Adaptil as stress relievers to help solve behavior problems. Pheromones can help adopted cats and dogs make the adjustment and comfort new puppies and kittens experiencing the fear and loneliness of leaving their litters. Feelaway diffusers and spray for cats help with feline behavior issues in a multi-cat household. Look for Feelaway and Adaptil at RadioPetLady.com, where there's a discount to buy them from Dr. Sean's online store, PetCareNaturally.com. This show is also brought to you by Nordic Naturals for people and their pets. Nordic Naturals has been providing people around the world with high-quality omega-3 oils for decades, with third-party testing for purity and freshness. Research has shown that even the best diets are deficient in the essential fatty acids found in omega-3 oils, and daily supplementation helps maintain optimal health for all members of the family. Nordic Naturals Omega Pet products bring the same health benefits to the cats and dogs in your family when you add Nordic Naturals Omega-3 fish oil to their bowls every day. VaxiCheck wants to know, are you worried about the harmful side effects of over-vaccinating your dog? But is your vet worried whether your dog still has protection from previous vaccinations? VaxiCheck is a new blood titer test done right in your veterinarian's office while you wait. It shows whether your dog has immunity to the deadly core diseases, distemper, parvovirus, and hepatitis, and needs revaccination or not. VaxiCheck should be used on puppies to confirm whether their puppy shots really worked. Shelters should use VaxiCheck on new arrivals to separate healthy dogs from unprotected ones. VaxiCheck, for your dog's safety and your peace of mind. And VaxiCheck for cats is coming soon. We are back. And Melanie, I just thought of something, which is that we have the Waroova Biggest Kitty Loser Contest going on right now.
Ooh,
so if you send me a photo of Lulu and give me her weight, all you have to do is send me her photo and her weight, and everybody who enters the contest is going to win a prize. And then the grand prizes are really great, you know, cases of great Waroova and Cats in the Kitchen. So RadioPetLady.com. I totally forgot to remind everybody. Anybody with a cat over 14 pounds unless you're a Maine Coon or a Norwegian Forest cat or similar size cat.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I think she's
all right. Question number
That's
two.
So funny. Okay. I have a second cat who originally, Lulu was from a former life when I was married. Then she stayed with my ex-husband and the children.
Melanie, you got to move this question along. We got lots of calls holding, sweetheart. I love to hear your whole life story,
but not right now. Cat.
What's the question?
I have one cat who loves me, loves my fiance, hates the dogs, hates the cat. I don't know whether to find her another home or just let her be miserable.
Well, I don't know that those are your only two options. How big's your house?
It's big, and she hides, but she hides in closets and drawers and...
No, you need to give her a room of her own with a beautiful cat tree and a window to look out and her own litter box and nice wet food twice a day. And you go in there and visit her 2-3 times a day, get a Necco Flies toy, play Necco Flies with her for 5 minutes twice a day. Let her have her space and her privacy and give her a nice, big, tall cat tree. She needs to go up vertically.
Thank you so much.
Okay, that's what she needs.
Because I do not want to get rid of her. She is the best cat in the whole world.
We will not let you. It's not acceptable. I mean, you're going to get rid of your fiance before we get rid of that cat. I'm just telling you right now, Melanie, we're going to come and deal with
this. Darn it, I thought of that, but, you know.
I know. A good man's hard to find. Elizabeth and I are very clear about that. Okay, so those are your answers. You're going to send me two things.
Thank
your mailing address. Listen up. Mailing address, radiopetlady at Gmail, and I'm going to send you a coupon for Cat-A-Track litter, a free coupon for Cat-A-Track litter, and you send me a picture of Lulu and how much she weighs right now. Kitty Crack leaves the building. In 2 weeks, you give me a report on her weight. Radiopetlady.com, but I'd rather you call in, okay? We're going to be listening up for Lulu's next check-in with us, okay?
Okay. God bless y'all.
Thank you, sweetie, for calling. Love talking to you.
Thank you.
Alicia, welcome to Cat Crazy.
Hi, Tracy. Thanks for having me today.
It's a pleasure. What are you calling us about?
Well, I was calling you because I wanted to share some information with you about a new product that I developed over the last several years. And I think you're going to find it very interesting. It's to be used for cats and dogs to basically be able to keep them clean in between baths and groomings. And we know not a lot of people give their cats a bath, but they sure do need to be cleaned. And
so what is the product?
It's called the Total Pet Spa, and it's
I've seen it, Alicia. I've seen that on the internet. Is that
kind of
a rubber tip brush, and then there's a pad inside that cleans them while catching all their hair? That's you? Oh, my God. That's the coolest thing, Elizabeth. It's so cool because cats really – I don't know if all cats like it, but it looks to me like that they would. And so many people are allergic to cats. I got the impression that it would be a way to comfortably brush them, but there's – a pad inside of some kind of, I don't know what's on the pad, but it cleans off the surface of their fur, which would be really good for people who are allergic to the dried saliva on a cat's fur.
I'll have to look that up.
Maybe you need to send one to Dr. Elizabeth. She's a very influential person, Alicia.
I've got seven kitties, and
they do not enjoy the bath. When she has to give them a bath, she has to lock them all in the bathroom and bring in a garden hose. No, I'm only kidding. It's impossible for her to bathe them, although when you used to go to cat shows, you did bathe them probably, right?
Yes, I certainly did.
What a nightmare. No, yep. Alicia, really, write me an email to radiopetlady@gmail.com, and I'll send you Dr. Elizabeth's mailing address, because if you sent her one of your Total Pet Spas and she loves it, I mean, this would change your life. How else can we help you with it? Because it's really hard to invent something, and then how do you let the world know about it, right?
Well, it is, and actually what I'm doing right now is just it's a new concept. Well, I guess it's not new. To me, it's new. It's called crowdfunding, And it's a way to raise money to get your product off the ground. And basically what it is people will donate a portion, maybe like in my example, $30. And if they donate $30, when I have the money to be able to produce enough product, they will be one of the first people to receive the Total Pet Spa kit. So they aren't just giving money away and pledging money away and not getting anything back, but they'll be one of the first people ever to own the Total Pet Spa.
Well,
so
I remember
what I'm doing.
Did you have a booth last year at Super Zoo in Las Vegas? My husband and I were there. This is like a convention for all the pet products and pet companies to kind of all have booths. I could swear I saw a booth there. Yes,
I sure did. Yeah, I sure did. And actually,
So you already exist. You're not just like a girl with a dream. I mean, you actually already have this product.
No, I'm ready to go, and I'm at the point right now where I need to mass produce large quantities because the demand is there. And when I did go to Super Zoo, I got a lot of interest from some major retailers, in addition to some of the small, not some, but a lot of the small independent stores, because they're a huge part of the market as well. Because they talk to their consumers, and, you know, I don't want to forget about them. So they're interested in the product in order to make enough inventory to be able to stock their shelves and for online purposes. I need to get some support from cat and dog lovers. And
okay, so what can the Cat Crazy listeners? How do we do the crowdsourcing thing? How do we give you that money, which is basically a pre-purchase of a Total Pet Spa kit?
Yeah, exactly.
How do we do that? How do people do that?
They can go on my website, which is www.thetotalpetspa.com/crowdfunding.
Okay.
They can also go on my Facebook page, The Total Pet Spa, and they can see all the information on how to get that link to get onto the crowdfunding. It's actually the crowdfunding page is through a platform called Crowdfunding for Animals. And actually, that's another thing that I'd like to talk to you at some point about. It's a site where a lot of people they want to raise money to get life-saving surgeries for their animals that perhaps they might not be able to afford the expensive medicines. Actually, there's a cat on the crowdfundingforanimals.net right now that they're looking for donations to get the wheels because his back legs were never functioned. So they want to get him a little wheelchair. So, I mean, there's some really great things out there and a lot of great people doing wonderful things for pets.
Nice.
And I have plans on doing that myself. And I'm not just, I want to do this brand. I want to get it out. And I want people to love being able to take care of their animals because that's one of the most challenging things there is being able to care for our pets. And we have lots of pets. It's hard to give them baths all the time and keep them clean when they're on
couches and on
especially
bed. Especially if they're cats. So we're going to do that, Alicia. Thank you so much for calling in the Total
all
Pet
right,
Spa.
Sure.
Well, Elizabeth, you should be
all
checking
right.
your mailbox really soon. Thanks for calling, sweetie.
I'll do
great
that.
To
all
hear
right.
from you.
Thank you, guys.
Congratulations
all right,
on
bye,
your
ladies.
Invention.
Thank you so much.
You're
thank
so
you
welcome.
Much.
How
have
do you groom seven or nine or whatever it is, cats, Elizabeth, with great difficulty?
Well, fortunately, cats, as you know, are very, very clean, so they do a lot of it themselves. But whenever I'm out playing with them or, caressing and giving them the affection they demand, I usually put my Furminator through them or whatever else I happen to have handy, and they love it. So
nice.
Yeah, it works.
So it'd be good to have something that was like a brush that would sort of like clean their surface
and
also grab their hair. Of course, being a woman who wouldn't feed dry food if it was the last thing on earth,
never.
Your cats don't shed much. I mean, this is the other thing when
right.
we had the call from Melanie, all that shedding and hair falling out and dry and dandruff, those are all signs of ill health from feeding dry food.
Right. It's too bad we didn't have the time, to really explain to her that there's no nutrition in that dry food. I mean, an animal is literally, they're fat, but they're starving to death. They're getting lots of calories.
Mm-hmm.
They're not getting very much nutrition. And you certainly do see it in their skin. That's the first place you see it,
And then when she also said it's so confusing what to choose, particularly this is true of the bags of kitty crack, is that they make it sound as though each bag is very specifically for the indoor cat, the multi-cat household, the indoor cat who has a long tail. You know, the digestive system doesn't change just because the packaging of the animal may be different.
That's such a scam.
It really is.
All of that. And it gets even worse. You know, there are companies out there that have the Maine Coon diet and the Persian diet and the Abyssinian diet. And I see that, and I need to take serious tranquilizers.
They started it with the dogs. And I was in a pet store. I think I was doing an event for Petco or something in San Diego or some area. I went in, and they had all these shelves, shelf after shelf, Dachshund dog food, French bulldog dog food, little poodle, medium poodle, big poodle dog food. And I said to the owner, really? Probably they just need to get more shelf space, right? Which is obviously what it is. And he said, no, it really is different, the size and the shape. Yeah. I said, you mean like small, medium, large? What do you mean the size? I mean, a dachshund's teeth are different from a mini poodle. An Abyssinian has different nutritional needs than a Persian. Yeah, they all need meat and not dry, highly processed carbs.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's so frustrating. Here's the number. If anyone has questions for Dr. Elizabeth and myself, 888-429-5471. We need to take another break. When we come back, we've got Robin covered in cat hair waiting to talk to us. We'll be right back. This show is brought to you by Halo Holistic Natural Dog and Cat Foods, which are made from real ingredients you can recognize. Read the ingredients on the label of your own dry dog food. Can you identify what's in there? Halo uses real meat in their kibble, no rendered byproducts, chicken meal, or chemicals. The company emphasizes giving back by making donations to shelters through freekibble.com because Halo believes less fortunate felines and canines deserve great nutrition too. Halo is a private company partly owned by Ellen DeGeneres, where they are genuinely dedicated to keeping your pet happy and healthy inside and out. This show is also supported by Platinum Performance Canine Wellness Formula, which is a comprehensive nutritional supplement for dogs. It provides a special blend of more than 55 nutrients to improve the health of each of your dog's 12 trillion cells. Healthy cells mean a healthy dog. In a scientific study of learning ability, the dogs who took Platinum Performance Supplement had better memory of new skills they learned compared to the control group of dogs that did not get Platinum Performance. To give your dog that mental edge, especially as she ages, go to RadioPetLady.com to get free samples and learn more. And there's a Platinum Feline formula for cats, too. Support for this show comes from The Honest Kitchen, a family-owned company that makes dehydrated pet foods from 100% human-grade ingredients. Lucy at The Honest Kitchen knows that the least processed foods are the most nutritious and developed her unique foods based on this principle. The Honest Kitchen's all-natural, clean, safe products can assist cats and dogs with chronic health issues like itchy skin, ear infections, and digestive problems, which are often linked to a diet of poor quality or highly processed ingredients. Just add water to the dry mix to create a fresh, warm, healthy meal for your cat or dog. Go to RadioPetLady.com to call The Honest Kitchen for a free consultation about which recipe is right for your pet and to get free samples. You are listening to Cat Crazy, and the number, if you'd like to call Dr. Elizabeth Hodgkins, the official vet of the show, or myself, is 888-429-5471, 888-429-5471. Robin, covered in cat hair and proud of it. How are you doing?
I'm good, ladies. How are you doing tonight?
Excellent. Great. How's your little guy, your little Freddy?
Aw. Well, the saga continues because now we're looking at him not having FIP.
Good.
And possibly having
that's
lymphoma.
Good. Wow.
So this cat has been to so many, he's been to 9 vets. In 2 weeks.
So that's his 9 lives. He just used them up.
Now, what are they thinking, though? They must have ruled a whole bunch of things besides FIP out, right?
Yes, we've ruled out a lot of different things, and what's left on the table has really been FIP for a long time. But because of a couple of very small abnormalities that weren't FIP sorts of things, I pushed back on a neurologist, and I decided to see an oncologist. So we took Fred to see the oncologist today, and he agreed that there's a possibility that it is lymphoma,
And if so, that he did have a variety of treatment options that would certainly give Fred, you know, at least another 9 months.
But he's only such a young little guy anyway, right?
Right. He's 10 months old.
Yeah.
So that's why we're fighting so hard. It's just, it's not fair for a kitten to, first of all, to have to go through this in the first place. But as a rescue group, Kitten Associates does not, we don't put cats down because it costs too much money to pay for their vet care. We raise funds. We do everything we can, and we make sure they get every chance they can to live a good, healthy life for as long as they can.
Wow. That sort of
wonderful.
Gives me chills. Elizabeth, was lymphoma something that crossed your mind?
Well, yeah, and the two diseases are actually not unrelated, to be honest with you, and so it's not surprising to me that the symptoms, you know, are sort of going back and forth between the two. FIP is an autoimmune disease in which the immune system of the individual animal is reacting so violently against the virus that you get a particular set of symptoms. Well, lymphoma is a cancer of the immune system, in which the immune system is running wild because it's become cancerous. So the two often look like each other, and particularly in young cats like this. You know, one thing I would say, and I certainly did say this to my clients when I was dealing with a case like this, you never know, particularly in young cats, you never really know that you're not dealing with an animal that can go into remission. And so with the youngsters in particular, I always wanted to try. Sometimes, you know, owners didn't want to because of the stigma of cancer and chemotherapy. But I always wanted to try because sometimes you'd be very pleasantly surprised with the response.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're hoping for.
Yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
He said that it's possible that Fred could regain mobility. He could have really good quality of life. Yeah. And I didn't really understand that lymphoma and FIP were so similar, but he did say that even if we started doing chemo today, did no more tests, that it probably would help him because it does deal with the inflammatory problems that cats suffer from with both these diseases.
Right.
But then the problem is you're not sure if you're treating the right thing in the first place. So we're actually going to do a needle biopsy of his kidney, and we retained some spinal fluid from his last test, and that spinal fluid is going to the University of North Carolina, and they're going to test it for lymphoma.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
this guy's
been
through a
lot.
The treatment is similar because they both have a basis in an immune system that's going crazy. The treatments are kind of similar. And you hate to treat without a definitive diagnosis, but I also would urge you not to wait terribly long for testing because, you know, you're kind of burning daylight when you don't start treatment on him. So,
the test, I wanted to start chemo today, but we have to do this one more test. And I asked Dr. Post, and he felt that Fred was stable, certainly stable enough to wait till Wednesday to have the biopsy done. We'd have results right away. The other test got sent out today. That takes a week, but I know we'll start treating before that. I'm sure the biopsy is either going to hopefully weigh one way or the other.
When you said Dr. Post, were you referring to Jerry Post?
Yes.
So you consulted with your vet, consulted with him long distance?
No, we went to Dr. Post today.
Oh, you're close to Norwalk. I'll be darned.
It's a long drive, but it's certainly worth it because Dr. Post is so well renowned, and he's an excellent vet. And, he's going to be with us, and I have to say, maybe I'm not supposed to say this out loud, but his consultation fee is not exactly cheap.
Yep.
But they waived it.
Oh, wow. How nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
We get discounts. We get 10% off or 20% off, but they said, no, you're a rescue. We like what you're doing. Keep doing good work. No charge.
Wow. I'm sending him an email tomorrow and telling him, hi, Paul, on that. That's amazing. Yeah, it's the Veterinary Cancer Center, and he's really built a remarkable facility there.
Oh, yeah.
That's really cool. Well, you know, Dr. Elizabeth sent you feel away, but at this point it's like, God, you need a lot more than feel away, huh? Well, feel away helps, though, right, Elizabeth? If you're going through chemo, Feel Away has got to make you feel better.
I was very excited to get that, and I thank you so much for that. It's set up. It's going.
Good.
I have two of my own who are very snotty with each other, and as soon as we got the diffusers going, I noticed they stopped their behavior. So,
fabulous.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Just let me know when you need more. We'll send you more.
Okay. How cool to find all these really remarkable veterinarians who so admire what you're doing that they just want to do whatever they can to support you. You know, I mean, that's got to be a great feeling because you're really out there on a limb financially, time, effort, emotion.
Yep.
You put so much into these kitties that aren't even quote unquote your own kitties. They're just kitties you're trying to find good homes for. And I think your level of devotion is really so admirable. I really take my hat off to you.
Well, thank you, Tracy. That's very kind of you. I really, really work hard. I give up everything I've got. I haven't been able to work or think or sleep or anything just because I'm so concerned about Fred. I'm just trying so hard to just find that something that we can help turn it around for him. And I will do that for every single cat, and I have done it for every single cat we've had.
Well, you're doing a wonderful thing for him, and that ought to comfort you, really. I urge you to be comforted that you are doing so much for him that he wouldn't be getting otherwise, okay?
He wouldn't be getting it from somebody in a fancy high-rise apartment who bought the cat from a breeder. You know, you're going so far beyond. Most people say, oh, he's just a kitten. You know what? This is just all too much. It's just all too much. Never mind. We'll just let him, fill in the blank. And you're saying, no, he's going to have the total fighting chance. He's going to have, you know, whatever there is on the planet that can get him through this and past it. And that's tremendous. We're big fans of yours.
Thank you. It means a lot to me.
Yep.
Well, you take care, sweetheart. Well, we're sending all kinds of loving, healing thoughts to Fred, and very proud to have you as a special friend of the show. That's Robin Covered in Cat Hair. So if you want to check out what she's doing, if you want to see her kitty cam, go to coveredincathair.com. Robin, thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, ladies. Have a great night.
And you, sweetie. Freddie and Jerry Post. How about that? Waive the fee. Pretty fancy stuff when people put themselves out to that extent. All right, we're going to go to another break so that you can finish explaining about urinary tract where you've got the kitty straining, there's a bit of blood in the litter, and you think, oh, my God, and the vet tells you six ways to Sunday and just forgets to mention wet food. So we need Dr. Elizabeth to explain this to you guys clear and simple. It's just really a very simple solution to something that panics people, and your vets can often get you kind of panicky about it too. So we're going to go for our last little break, and we come back. Feline Bladder Problems No More, brought to you by our very own Dr. Elizabeth Hodgkins from her book, Your Cat. We'll be right back. This show is brought to you by Vectra 3D for Dogs, a safe and effective topical anti-tick and flea treatment that you put on your dog's skin once a month to repel parasites with the newest technology. Scientific tests show that Vectra 3D creates a shield on your dog's skin that repels ticks and kills them fast and reliably for the entire month, while being safe for the people in your family. Older products do not last the full 30 days and only kill ticks that bite your dog, which can actually transmit the many tick-borne diseases. Vectra for cats and dogs who live where there are no ticks is the anti-flea topical treatment that kills all three life cycles of the flea. Vectra is only available from practicing veterinarians. To learn more and find out how your own vet can get the Vectra products, go to RadioPetLady.com. Precious Cat Litter is privately owned by Dr. Elsie, a feline-only veterinarian whose litters are designed to appeal to kitties and protect their health. His renowned Cat Attract litter has a blend of herbs which entice cats into the litter box. Respiratory Relief litter is low dust for pussycats with asthma, which makes it healthy for people and other pets in the family too. Precious Cat donates litter to shelters and rescues across the country. Waruva Pet Foods are privately owned and made in a human food facility, so they're good enough for you to eat. All the flavors of Waruva, Cats in the Kitchen, and their more economical BFF, Best Feline Friend brands, are great for finicky little dogs and choosy cats, especially those who are trying to transition away from dry foods, which Waruva chooses not to make because carbohydrates are inappropriate for an obligate carnivore, and they believe your pussycat deserves to eat as well as you do. This show is part of the Radio Pet Lady Network, the best pet radio shows in the world. If you're enjoying this show, please check out all the other shows I co-host. Mondays, there's Cat Crazy with veterinarian co-hosts, followed by The Expert Vet with Dr. Donna. Second opinions on difficult medical problems. Tuesday is Cat Chat and Dog Talk with Dr. Sean, the natural vet, followed by my long-running NPR show, Dog Talk. Wednesday is Dog Travel Experts, exploring all the ways to get out of the house with your dog. Thursday, it's A Dog's Life with trainer Greg Cleva, followed by Pet Food Advisors with Dr. Sean Delaney, a veterinary nutritionist with advice about feeding your dogs and cats. You can listen to any previous shows in the podcast libraries at RadioPetLady.com. I am here with Dr. Elizabeth Hodgkins, the most wonderful vet and author of Your Cat's Simple New Secrets to a Longer, Stronger Life, which should be required reading for anyone listening. But then again, there'd be many fewer calls, Elizabeth. Everybody read your book, they'd know everything, and they'd be like, I'm fine. I don't mind listening, but I don't need to call her.
We do have
a call from Michelle with a question for you about your book. Michelle, welcome to the show.
My name is Michael.
Michael.
I'm sorry. I'm not reading my notes.
Okay.
What's your question?
So, I'd like to talk about Gretchen Preston's book, The Valley Cat.
Oh, great.
I really actually liked the book. I enjoyed it. I like how the characters and how the words just describe the picture of your head and what's going on, and how she was able to get just the right illustrator to be able to describe the pictures and the captions of what's happening.
That is so cool. When did you start reading them?
I started reading them when I was 13, about.
And how old are you now?
And the first time I read it, I really enjoyed it. No, I am 14 now.
Cool. And do you have cats yourself?
Yes, I do. I have one cat. Her name is Kit Kat. She is a mixture between Persian and I do believe... Mama is Kit Kat? Persian and a mutt cat. And she is black and white. Very pretty cat.
Nice. And what do you feed her?
Well, normally we feed dry food, but I just heard what you guys said about how that's not good on them. So me and my mom were talking about switching from something else.
Yay, Michael, awesome. You can be the leader of the Cat Crazy Bunch. Oh, my God, that's so great. I'm going to send – your mom's going to love this. You're going to get a coupon for a free $20 worth container of Cat Attract litter. Now, that should save you all the money difference between that nasty old dry food and any wonderful canned food you want to feed. If you go to my website, to RadioPetLady.com, it'll take you, I think, to my other website or maybe the downloadable printable list of Cat Crazy approved foods is on there. Some are in the supermarket, some are online, some are at the premium pet food store. You are going to see such a difference in that kitty. You are going to be so happy. So you have to write to me at RadioPetLady@gmail.com and send me your mailing address. And you'll also get Whole Life Pet Treats, pure protein, because that's what that kitty needs, is meat, 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 okay?
All right. Yeah, we like feeding her fish that we catch on the lake. So she seems to enjoy it.
That's wild. Well, we want you to give her canned food because she needs there's other minerals and vitamins in there that the cat really needs.
Uh-huh.
So you can give her whatever you want that's protein as a treat, but we want you to feed her nice quality chicken or turkey-based food in a can, okay?
All right.
Terrific. Well, we're really glad you called. Write to me at radiopetlady@gmail.com, and you can become a special friend of the show, too. Really thrilled to have you call, and I'm glad you like the Valley Cats. I like them, too, and it's great to have people your age that, A, enjoy reading, and, B, love cats. What more can you want than that? You started your life out right, Michael. Things are going to look good. Okay?
Well, thank you.
Have a great night, sweetie. Much appreciated.
Well, nice talking to you.
And to you.
Good night, Michael. Be sure to listen
and tell your pals to call in, too, even if they don't have a cat. They're welcome to call. We'll discuss anything they want. I think the younger generation should get away from their computer and, they're having to listen on their computer. Never mind. It's all so confusing. You think you want to get people out of their shell. Thanks, Michael. All right, so this cat, Roger Bowman, and he had these problems. And you may remember this cat. You wrote about him. But then again, you wrote about a lot of cats. But he would strain to urinate, and there'd be blood in the litter, and he was given antibiotics, and then he was put on these dry, acidifying foods that were supposed to stop crystals from forming. Does right. that sound like a pretty common situation for people with their cats?
Well, it certainly has been for the last several decades. That was, you know, the standard treatment for a very, very common kitty problem, chronic disease, which is, it was called by a variety of names, FUS, which is feline
right.
urinary syndrome, or
right.
Lower urinary tract disease, LUTD. You know, it had all
yes,
kinds of acronyms.
That's right.
And it, of course, tracked its appearance on the scene. The pet owning population started showing, the pets started showing these conditions exactly when dry foods were introduced and became popular. So we can track the incidence of the condition right along with the sales of dry cat food. But nobody noticed that until I, and there were a few other people. I certainly don't want to suggest that I'm the only person who recognized about 15, 20 years ago that there was something funny going on here. But the reality is that the dry food that most people began feeding about 15 to 20 years ago was actually setting up the bladder and the conditions within the interior of the bladder for the irritation that then resulted in blood and ultimately then resulted as well in crystal formation. So I can't tell you how many cats suffered from this condition and how many male cats had to have very painful surgeries to save their lives to make it possible for them to pass these crystals that were being caused by the diet they were eating. I mean, it's, as a veterinarian, I have to tell you that it really gives me a very, very bad feeling to think that for so long, my recommendations to my clients to feed a good quality, a premium quality, you know, complete and balanced dry food actually was causing disease.
It's a horrible feeling because you were going, you had belief in the system that had developed these foods based on very good so-called science and on paper. And that's the interesting thing about dry food that people need to understand. On paper, it looked okay. Sort of like probably an atom bomb looks okay on paper. And you just don't think about the consequences. If you put this, that, and the other thing together, you get an atom bomb. If you put these 400 things in this bag, that's a complete and balanced food for the cat. But then the consequence is, but it's not the correct fuel for the obligate carnivore. So then they wind up selling a dry food 2, 3, 4, 5 times more expensive that's supposed to fix the problem caused by the other dry food.
Right.
We've only got 2 minutes, so we have to wrap up our thoughts.
Yeah. Well, there's really no doubt that this is, in fact, a cause and effect relationship. And your listeners just need to think really seriously about when they were younger in the olden days, when before they were feeding dry food, we never saw this condition. Cats did not get this condition before dry food became a part of our convenience-oriented society. So I definitely urge them to seriously consider, particularly if their cats have this problem, taking them off all dry foods, including the prescription-type dry foods, which simply charge more for a resolution that they can get using good quality canned foods or homemade diets.
That's the best advice we could give you. It's the advice we give you all the time, and we're going to continue to give it to you. So if you want to come here week in and week out because it hasn't quite sunk in yet, or you don't quite believe it, or your vet told you, but this stuff in the bag, look, it says there right on the bag. It's for cats that can't pee properly. It's for cats who live indoors all the time. Well, most cats should be indoors, and they can't pee properly because you're putting sugar in the gas tank of a Ferrari.
Right.
So Dr. Elizabeth's book, I think, is great for a couple of reasons, and we're just wrapping up. But it not only explains to you very clearly what the truth is about the food you feed and choices you're making, but if you have a vet that you're uncomfortable talking to, or you're getting kind of some flack, you could bring the book in and open it up and say, look, read here. Lend it to them or her overnight. That's what I would recommend doing. Because sometimes they'll see it in black and white, written by a woman who's a vet and a lawyer and worked for 2 really famous large pet food companies at various times in her life. She really understands how pet food's made, why it's made that way, and what we need to do to sort of turn back time to before we were all feeding out of the bag. Elizabeth, thank you so much for your time with us. Love
Happy
talking
to be
to
with you.
You.
Happy
so
to
much
be with
fun.
You, Tracy.
Next
Take
week,
care.
Dr. Elizabeth will be back. So everybody have a great night. Call us next week with anything that you thought about from tonight. Bye for now.